the San Francisco Bay Area is home to Richmond, California, as well as four major oil refineries in Contra Costa County: Chevron, Phillips, Martinez Refining Company, and Tesoro Golden Eagle emit highly polluting gases such as carbon dioxide, benzene, and sulfur dioxide. These businesses lay in close proximity to residential neighborhoods. Oil refineries aren't the only polluters in Richmond. The area also hosts numerous other chemicals and industrial factories that emit toxins. Sandy Saturn, an organizer with the Asian Pacific Environmental Network, or APEN, says there's a connection between the pollutants oil refineries and other businesses release and the diseases that residents deal with.
There's very high rate of asthma, and folks suffering or either pass away from cancer. So definitely we know the environment, and Chevron and other kind of oil refineries being here is really affecting the health of, you know, not just the youth, but also the seniors.
Both State of California and independent research shows a higher prevalence of asthma in Richmond compared to state and national averages. A Contra Costa Health Services report said the county ranked second in breast, ovarian, and prostate cancer occurrence among the 15 most populated counties in California. Richmond's hospitalization rate for female reproductive cancers is more than twice the country's overall rate. Aside from the high levels of respiratory diseases, residents of this bayside town must also contend with water contamination. According to the San Francisco Regional Water Quality Monitoring Board, all creeks and bays in West Contra Costa County are impaired. For example, Castro Grove, a shallow, protected embayment of San Pablo Bay, has shown to contain mercury and selenium, among other hazardous pollutants. These chemicals are a direct result of discharge released from Chevron. Jessica Tovar, an organizer for Communities for a Better Environment, or CBE, said her group has battled oil companies that disposed polluted waters into the San Francisco Bay in the 1990s.
If you go out to the bay waters, you see people fishing all the time. They're pretty much fishing from the bay that Chevron Richmond and other facilities dump their wastewater into, and there's a huge issue with that. It's a community health issue, and it's a, you know, environmental pollution issue.
Aside from the slow but steady contamination from the everyday operations, Richmond residents have emergency spills to contend with. Accidents at a refinery trigger an emergency system called Shelter in Place. Residents hear a siren, and an automated phone call alerts people to close all the doors and windows and to stay inside until it's safe. Saturn, who grew up in North Richmond, says she's dealt with adverse health effects because she lives so close to the refinery.
I went to the elementary school, Perry's Elementary, that's right in front of Chevron, so just across the train tracks from Chevron, and there has been spills or fires where our whole, you know, playground was engulfed in just smoke where you couldn't see anything, and, you know, your teacher's like, come inside, and what we did was just get a napkin, cover our mouth and nose, went on buses and drove around for a couple hours until it was supposedly safe to come back for our parents to pick us up. Every time there is a shelter, you know, in place or a warning, there's hundreds and thousands of people in the emergency room. So I remember in my lifetime growing up in North Richmond, I had to go for three different explosions, kind of fire spills, where I was in the emergency room with thousands of other people trying to get seen. And so my eyes would get blurry and my whole, you know, body would be covered with rashes. And so I would have the reaction the same day that the emergency happens. And so there's those kind of small, you know, effects that are showing that Chevron and General Chemical and all these other polluting, you know, refineries are impacting our health, whether it's cancer when you're 50 or 60 or 8 years old and in the hospital for, you know, allergic reactions like vomiting and rashes. They do take a toll on our body and our health.
Throughout the 1980s and 90s, community organizations like CBE and APEN worked to rein in some of these health impacts through educating and organizing the community, as well as lobbying and filing lawsuits. But another obstacle they faced was a Richmond City Council that solidly supported Chevron. Mayor Gail McLaughlin said until a few years ago, Chevron had a strong hand in city politics.
The large majority of city council members at that time had not been able to break from the grip of Chevron in terms of everything from special tax perks to just in general, there are large numbers of campaign contributions. And I remember as a candidate for council, I would say things like, at that time we had a 9-person city council, and saying, well, really we have 10 city council members, 9 council members, and Chevron, because they seem to have a voice on the council.
McLaughlin said Chevron's financial support of city council candidates gave the company unique rewards. From 1992 until 2005, Chevron was allowed to appoint its own inspector with little oversight by city officials. McLaughlin and other critics of the deal said Chevron was allowed to skirt labor, environmental, and zoning regulations.
Chevron used to have the right to self-inspect itself on any permits that it had. So I was a co-sponsor of an initiative to stop the self-inspection ordinance that only Chevron made use of.
Richmond residents, most of whom are low and moderate income people of color, have made great strides in improving their environment over the past 2 decades. In 2005, CBE and other community groups succeeded in strengthening the Bay Area's regulation around flaring. Flaring is when oil refineries and chemical plants burn off flammable vapors to eliminate gas that can't otherwise be disposed. Flaring acts as a safety system, relieving pressure of equipment that can overheat. But it is known to release significant amounts of greenhouse gases and create environmental and health problems. Media has reported patients in the Niger Delta suffering from bronchial, chest, and eye problems, among others, believed to be related to flaring. Jessica Tovar again.
The refineries are like ticking time bombs. You know, you have to balance them out or there could be an incident. For example, recently there was a power outage at the Tesoro refinery in Martinez. And immediately when the power goes out, the refinery has to flare to balance out the refinery and prevent any kind of explosion. From the time when we won that flare rule, before it even went into effect, Chevron was flaring like crazy.
But even after they won the flaring victory, the community continued to push back against the oil giant. In 2008, Chevron began building a new hydrogen plant that would process crude oil with higher sulfur content at the Richmond refinery. As part of the expansion plan, Chevron was required to submit an environmental impact report, or EIR. But Jessica Tovar and other community advocates argued that the report submitted was inadequate and illegal under the California Environmental Quality Act. Activists said their own scientific and legal research found that Chevron planned to refine dirtier and heavier crude, causing more pollutants to be released into the air.
There's another component of this expansion that would be a hydrogen pipeline that would be laid by a corporation called Praxair. And that actually, for our organization, was a huge indication of what this project was really about, because you need hydrogen to be able to remove sulfur from the heavier crude, which is high sulfur content. So they were pretty much laying an infrastructure to begin refining heavier crude oil, but also providing hydrogen to other refineries in the Bay Area so they too can be able to crack this heavier crude.
In 2008, various community groups, including West County Toxics Coalition and Richmond residents, rallied against the expansion of the plant. They lobbied the city council and even reached out to Chevron representatives. But Chevron countered by saying their environmental report was verifiably true. Bob Chamberlain, an environmental pollution specialist at Chevron, during a city council hearing.
There's been exhaustive opportunities for public input and evaluation of the project and also of the input to the project. The city has hired multiple levels of experts to evaluate and test the claims that we've made about our project. And the result is that the project has no significant environmental impacts.
Without room to negotiate, the group sued the city of Richmond for approving the refinery expansion project. They demanded Chevron fully disclose, analyze, and moderate their plans to refine the dirty crude before being allowed to resume the project. A Superior Court judge and the California State Court of Appeals agreed with the environmentalists. both courts ruled the EIR Chevron submitted violated California's environmental laws. But since 2008, Chevron, the City of Richmond, and the community groups have been in ongoing negotiations to come to a settlement. While the negotiations are strictly confidential, Sandy Saturn said the sheer length of how long the talks have lasted says a lot.
We can't disclose of, you know, information in terms of back and forth, but I know everything that we have proposed, you know, has been kind of shot down. But there has been a lot of back and forth, and we're hoping that eventually we get to some agreement.
While there is no formal outcome to the legal wranglings yet, the community takes great pride in having stood up to the corporate giant thus far. Mayor Gail McLaughlin said Richmond politics have evolved to be able to stand up to Chevron.
The fact that we've gained success in terms of some of the flaring reduction, we've gained success in terms of them not being able to self-inspect anymore, and we've gained success in stopping a flawed EIR based on the community group's lawsuit. So Richmond is in the forefront of showing that a united community and a vigilant community can bring a large oil company into what is in the interest of the community and certainly doesn't harm the profit base of this large corporation.
Local residents and activists know Chevron isn't going anywhere. They know there has to be some give and take. Sandy Saturn believes there is a way to work together so all parties can benefit.
They're here for the long haul, and so is the community. And I think it's time really to put our heads together to think about, you know, what's good for not just the people, but the environment with this global warming and climate crisis. We need to come together and think about what's good for the people and the environment and green jobs and solar and other types of ways to create energy.
For Making Contact, I'm Kyungjin Lee.